Committee on Rules Administration will come to order. Senator Stump? We have some late bills here, members. Pretty much got, Senator Sanjam, you should check, there's one or two that Senator Vandiver might have. If he's interested in them or not, so might just check.
Mr. Chair.
Just might mention to him that he should request.
Oh, all right, okay.
He hasn't requested any. There's one of them, I think you'll note that probably but the other one probably would. So. Senator Stumpf, short and brief, why do we need to process this resolution?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I know how enthusiastic the Rules Committee is about resolutions, but this one is a little bit different in that the resolution has been passed by Manitoba and Ontario. All the counties up there in my area have passed this resolution. And what the difference is that the treaty, the International Joint Commission, the treaty that works and handles the boundary waters was the first treaty between the United States and Canada ever formed, and it regulates all the boundary waters. And the one thing that we're asking for is that they would come together and deal with the quality of the water in the boundary waters.
Okay, and Senator. Okay, the international treaty. Senator Bach moves that Senate File 445 be recommend to pass. Discussion.
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. It's pretty good, Senator Stumpf. An international treaty, that's pretty good.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members.
Senator Clark, you're on our time frame. Senate File 3131.
So, Mr. Chair and members, this is an early childhood bill that we've been working on with a number of the foundation community. It's a bipartisan bill. It was heard in the E-12 Policy Committee. When it was sent over to the House, it was referred, you may recall, they have one committee. It was sent to the wrong part of the division. Otherwise, it would have made first deadline, so there was a mistake on our end. And so we would like, it was supposed to be sent, for us it's been sent to the floor, and that's where it was moved to. So if we could, we would like to, this is the week of the young child, and we're trying to make sure we're focusing on young children.
Okay, I think members, as I understand it, Senate File 3131 and Senate File 3119, there was a glitch in the referral process somehow between the House and the Senate that forced those two bills here. So I think this is a case where that won't happen again, probably. So, Metzen moves at Senate File 3131. They recommend to pass. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion adopted. I think the circumstance is the same with the Senator Rummel bill. She's here, but Senator Rummel, that's the case. There was just kind of this little staff glitch.
That's right.
So, please join us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. That's right.
So it's the same situation. The bill just got kind of caught in a way that.
So moved.
And in this case, I think we need to suspend Joint Rule 2.03 so that we can. This was not going to go to the floor.
Where is it going? Did yours go to the floor? Senator Clark,
your floor? An advisory.
It's going to the floor.
It has an advisory.
Yeah, Ms.
Just one sec. So,
Member.
Does this need to go to the Senate Rest Committee?
Yes.
You haven't been there at all yet?
No, because it got stuck in rules.
Okay, so we'll suspend it so it can go to Rest Committee, and then it'll end up coming back here after she looks at it.
Okay.
waive our store further.
Right, right. So Senator Metzen moves that rule, joint rule 2.03 be suspended for the entire path of Senate File 3119. It has to go to Senate Rest Committee, and then it'll end up back here. So.
Thank you.
Only back here because it's going to have some kind of study group or commission or something. So on the Metzen motion discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Thank you, Senator Rubble.
Thank you, committee.
Senator Anderson, are you close? Okay, then how about Tomasoni? Tomasoni or Anderson? Okay, Senator Berglund is not here. Mr. Watson.
If we've got some time here, on these late bills, the motion you characterized as a recommendation to pass, it's really, in these cases, a motion that the report from the previous committee be adopted.
Let's have the record reflect that. So, my apology. We wanted to pass out, we were going to do a questionnaire on the Vandeveer situation, and I think we've got some language there that... Well, apparently it went out before we reviewed the language. I reviewed it, but can we get a copy of it and just pass it out to members so they know? Remember, Senator Vandeveer wanted to know if we could... I apologize. I thought I was going to review the language with you, but I'm sure if there's trouble with the language, we'll rework it. It just went out like in the last 10 minutes, I guess. Oh. Why don't we look at page 42 of the Anderson bill? That's the reason the bill is here. Oh, Senator Anderson, you're here. Join us, please.
I'm just getting Senator Olson because it's her bill that's really the reason that we're here. Her bill, that's in my bill.
So, okay, great, Senator Anderson. So, page 42, members, the bill is here because of Senator Olson is attempting a reorganization of the Environmental Natural Resources agencies. So she's got an 18-member committee here, or advisory group, four public by the Senate Committee on Committees, two by the Senate, majority and minority leader. We have some language to make that the Committee on Committees. Four by the Speaker, two by the House under their particular mechanism, and then six by the Governor. So why don't we take the A-19 amendment first, just to get it in the shape. The Subcommittee on Committees appoints, not the majority leader or minority leader. So Senator Senger moves the A-19. Okay. This relates to lines 28 and 29. Just doing it the way we do it in the Senate.
And minority.
Is that okay, Senator Olson?
Okay.
Senator Senjum, and on the Senjum motion, A-19, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, then general discussion. Members, what do you think?
Hey.
Senator Senjum?
I'm trying to read this. Could maybe in two or three sentences the author, or Senator Olson, describe?
Senator Olson?
It seems like a task force to look at. An organization of something.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, as you know, over the last 2 years, as we've been dealing with the budget deficit, the public has asked us to look for ways where we might provide government services in a more efficient way, and yet the services provided by our natural resource management agencies are very important to our state, and as we all know, Minnesotans highly value their natural resources and want us to do a good job making sure that they are protected. But over the years, and we had a very long presentation on this last year in our Environmental Policy Committee as well as the Finance Committee. It's also been through state and local government and the Agricultural Committee. we had an oversight or an overview of the history of how natural resources management agencies have evolved as the need to regulate different natural resource areas of natural resources have come to the fore over the last 50, 60, 70 years. And so we've created agencies kind of one at a time as these concerns have arisen. And then there have been also other areas of natural resources management that have been partially integrated into different other agencies like agriculture, health, commerce, for example. And so the idea of this bill is to take a step back and say, if we're looking at this from ground zero, how might we provide natural resources management in a way that is perhaps more efficient? One of the areas of inefficiency that's been brought to my attention, not only by my constituents, but also by business entities, whether it's forestry or manufacturing, other entities, is the concern that there's often a very protracted permitting process that requires, and in some cases looks at requiring multiple permits, where it seems that there's a lot of overlap in the jurisdiction of the issue being examined. Another instance in terms of looking at how we're managing natural resources that, as far as overlapping jurisdictions, was highlighted to me by constituents that pointed out that Leech Lake, for example, has 11 different jurisdictions sharing management responsibilities for that lake. Some of these different divisions are very necessary, but others perhaps are sometimes working at cross purposes with each other in ways that might not be the most either cost effective or effective in terms of just managing for environmental protection. And so as this idea has been discussed, and Senator Chaudhry actually had a couple of meetings out in the district talking about this concept generally, we have heard for the most part, although anytime there's change proposed, there's always some consternation, but for the most part, the feedback has been very positive. As this bill has moved through committees, we've had bipartisan support for the bill. And just most recently, I just had a letter from a letter representing a number of different conservation-related organizations saying that they support this concept as well. The key seems to be, though, that we make sure that we do a thorough job and we don't preordain any conclusion about what might be a better way of doing things, but that we actually go through a very thoughtful process, as is contemplated by this bill, before we make any final decisions about what a new organization structure might look like. And as you will see, this bill just puts that process in motion, then would come back and report to the legislature, and the legislature ultimately would make the final decision about any recommendations that came back.
Senator Jenelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Olson, do you have, what kind of evidence have you found that this approach is efficient in achieving efficiency? You know, the old saying that a camel is a horse designed by a committee, you know, and it sometimes is fairly appropriate. Do you think you can really get that this is the process that works? And if you had known of some successes in this approach that to make major change, because that's a tough order.
Sarah Olson.
Mr. Chair, I realize that anytime we're looking at change, it's never a smooth sailing process. I'm a relatively new legislator, but I have had a couple of experiences looking at getting stakeholder consensus, and I think the most important thing in building that, for example, the Star Lakes initiative that I carried a couple of years ago that required lake association participation from around the state, what that taught me, and actually I think Senator Anderson was the one who suggested to me how I approached that concept, is that you have to have an opportunity for the public to weigh in and for any of the experts involved to be able to thoroughly discuss their ideas and their issues, that you have to have any of the stakeholder groups that might be involved, have them have an opportunity to weigh in. And once you've provided a process for that, then I believe is the opportunity for good ideas to kind of rise to the top, and for those ideas that might not be so good to be perhaps through the democratic process that we have to perhaps be maybe discussed and tossed out. But I'm a believer in broad participation, and I think that we have the opportunity to take advantage of the pressure that the economic downturn is putting on us to look at ways to perhaps do things better, and I don't think we should waste that opportunity.
Mr. Chair, I guess I would just add to that this whole process involves a number of different stakeholder groups, which will come together with a report by, I believe, summer of 2011, or by August of 2011. So that would allow more time. Obviously, the legislature and the next governor will have to spend some time working on this too. So it won't just be the stakeholders writing this plan. They will provide a lot of information that we could use to refine it.
Okay, Sarah Bergman.
When this bill went through finance, I don't think I remember seeing an appropriation for this.
Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, we did add a... It went through finance twice, and I'm not sure if you weren't there for that part. It's a very small appropriation just for the per diem for the citizen members who participate in this. And there's also, because there's seven different state agencies involved, we've asked each one of them to absorb the staffing costs, which would be around $20,000 to $50,000 or something like that per agency for the staff time is what the fiscal note had estimated. So we just told them to absorb that cost. But we wanted to make sure citizen members could get reimbursed for their time and their travel.
So, Mr. Chairman and Senator Anderson, and where is that appropriation coming from?
From the Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, from the Environmental Fund of the Pollution Control Agency, $30,000.
And would the legislative per diems be covered through that mechanism, or is that why we're pondering this here?
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator, I believe we're pondering this here because of the task force itself. I don't know exactly. I don't know what the Rules Committee. I don't believe the legislative members per diem would be covered by this. That would be.
That would come out of the legislative budget, I presume.
Correct. Now, I don't think there's very many legislators on this.
Two.
Two
from each body.
Okay.
Okay, further discussion? Senator Sandra.
Mr. Chair, I want to compliment Senator Olson on this. This is an idea I had, although not this intricately put together into words, a long time ago, and as I had served on various state commissions. But if you're one, as I was, who worked in a corporation, and many of these things, Senator Olson, of course, are things that a 3M, a Mayo, any research kind of facility, University of Minnesota, and so on would engage in, certainly in everything from, and this is tending towards the natural resources side, but a lot of the natural resources issues are with chemicals, and we would have to deal with all these agencies and more. In fact, maybe we can talk about it later. I think, the Department of Labor, OSHA gets into some of this stuff. Public safety gets into chemical monitoring amongst businesses as well. There's a lot of room here, and there's a lot of room for coordination. I would just say thank you for bringing this forward. I think this is a good measure, and hopefully it will end up with a good result. If not, it will have been discussed.
Senator Frederickson moves that Senate File 3275, as amended, be recommended to pass. The bulk of this bill is the policy bill for
Mr. Chair, it's an omnibus bill. I mean, it's mostly non-general funds, fiscal issues from my committee.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, this task force,
would require quite a few meetings, and there would be two Senate members, so it is going to have an effect on our Senate budget, rules and administration.
Unless Senator Cohen's committee thinks there's enough in there, so. This is a pretty big deal. If this actually worked, it's worth the expense of per diem for members.
Mr. Chairman, my only point in bringing that up, it's going to be more than one or two meetings for a couple senators. There's going to be multiple meetings.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, and I would just say that I can't remember which one of the committees it was in. I think it might have been Ag. The bill wasn't originally written with legislative members on the committee, but it was pointed out by someone that since there's going to be a report made back to the legislature, it would be really important to have legislators who had been part of the process to have that continuity. And so the legislators were specifically added by one of the committees because they thought that would be important.
Okay, so we have the Fredrickson motion before us to recommend to pass as amended. It was that minor A-19 amendment. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted. Thank you, Senators.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Senator Berglund, you've got two bills. You can just sit there, I think, Senator Berglund.
All right. Mr. Chairman, let's start with Senate File 3251. It's here because it's a late bill, and it's a late bill because the provisions that are in it were added to different House bills. So the provisions meant deadline, but the actual counterpart to the Senate file didn't meet deadline. In fact, it's in Senator Lori's bill that he asked to have a conference committee for today. So I think it'd be good if we could let this bill out to the floor so we could have a Senate position on it.
So you want to go to the floor with this bill?
Yes.
Okay. I thought there is the next one, the one that you're going to hear in your committee?
Yeah.
Okay. So Senator Berglund moves.
It's an agency bill. I just
3251?
Right.
Senator Berglund moves that Senate File 3251 be recommended to pass.
That's the previous committee.
Oh, report. Yeah. That the previous committee report be adopted. So, and Senator Berglund, so I understand you'd like a Senate position on this, or you're saying it might be better to have a Senate position before that conference committee finishes its work.
Yes.
Okay. So we should get this bill up on general orders quickly.
Okay.
On the Berglund motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. 3201, then.
This is a bill that would fund the NASPER controlled substances registry within the Department of Board of Pharmacy. And this is a late bill for a couple of reasons. One, I felt that it was just a financing issue for how would we fund the registry, which has been started with federal funding. But Senator Marty wanted to hear the bill. And so when he heard the bill, then it didn't meet deadline. One of the other reasons it's a late bill is because Senator Rosen and I worked on the original legislation to create the registry, and so I wanted her to be in on this when we got the bill drafted, and she was on the Pension Commission and had to cancel quite a number of meetings before we could finally get together.
And is my understanding that you want to hear this in your division, and it's likely to be in
the omnibus
bill. So it seems like Senator Berglund's trying to do as much openness here as possible. So Senator Berglund then moves at Senate File 3201. We adopt the previous committee report. Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Senator Tomasoni is not available right now, and there's no urgency on his bill, so we can hold off on that one. I think you will see Senate File, the Berglund 3251, we'll put that on general orders tomorrow, Senator Senjum, the one we just did that earlier one. And then apparently there are a few more late bills, and we'll process those maybe later this week even. So I think, Michelle, anything else we need to make members? Oh, we did pass out this questionnaire that went out to members. Why don't you take a quick look at that? If you want us to change the wording, we can, but it looks pretty straightforward. Okay. Again, I guess it went out an email 5 minutes before we came down here. Sorry about that. So, this is Senator Bach. I don't know if you were here. This is the Vanderveer's question. Senator Sundrum?
Well, I'll just ask the question because I guess it shouldn't be assumed. But on question one, would we assume that it should be the Senate State Office, or the Senate State Capitol Office space, and the SOB space?
It probably should. It could have said that. Yeah. But I think that's
I don't
how
think
it would
we're
fall.
Get every senator in the Capitol.
No. What do you think? Yeah, perhaps we ought to clarify that because that's why we put the word Senate State Capitol space, so the House didn't think we were. Because I think we could get a unanimous vote to say we want to put all the senators in here. And do you think that's question? Do you think that's written in a way that might confuse members?
What does it mean?
Okay.
There's a limited amount of Senate space, and we would put some. Senator Vanderveer was interested in having, I think pretty much by seniority, members of each caucus in both the state capitol and the state office.
Huh. Okay.
We might want to clarify that question.
Mr. Chair, meaning that we may have DFL senators over the state office.
Correct. You would have to. Yeah. You would have to.
Chairman, I think that would be a good clarification.
Okay.
For the state office bill.
We'll make sure that my office checks with your office or with Cullen to figure out if we got that right wording. So
okay.
That is a good point because I think that some members might think. Okay, and question two is worded in a way people can understand. Okay. Again, we'll probably meet a little later this week. We are in discussion with the House on a potential recess during the convention period here. And I asked Senator Sundrum to check around with your members as to what they thought made some sense. Senator Sundrum, have you had a chance to check with members yet? Or it would only be floor recess. It wouldn't be the whole, you know, committees could still meet and stuff. It would just be we wouldn't have a floor session.
Mr. Chairman, it would be both weeks or both.
Well, the two options are basically you go a couple, 2 or 3 days each week and then break for the weekend, the long weekend, because I think the Democratic convention starts on Friday. So we could go to Thursday, theoretically. But the Republican convention starts on Thursday. And so you wouldn't probably want to go later than Wednesday, maybe there. So that would be the one option, just break a little early and then have till the following Monday. The other option would be to go to Wednesday or Thursday.